The latest revision of the conceptual plan for the Scow Bay turnaround includes the existing concrete boat ramp where vessels are already being hauled by a privately owned trailer. At the top of the ramp, there would be a new washdown facility where contaminated wastewater and paint chips could be kept out of the environment. The plan includes 18 or so workspaces where boats would be staged for maintenance. The vessel work could be done by the boat owners themselves or by the private sector. The stalls would have electrical access, and there would be lighting for the yard as well as restrooms and a utility wash-up room with some first aid equipment. The Petersburg Economic Development Council is leading the planning effort in collaboration with members of the city's Harbor Board and Planning Commission. A driving force behind the project is the fact that the state's eventually going to require that harbors and boatyards comply with federal rules banning environmental discharges. As the group discussed last week, that could mean the end of traditional boat grids, where vessels can be power washed, sanded, and painted without some sort of containment. Right now, the nearest town with a contained washdown is Wrangell. Barry Bracken is a vessel owner and a member of the PEDC board.
The reality is that within probably 3 to 5 years, there aren't going to be any choices. Somebody said, Alaska's got away with it for an awful long time, and when it catches up with it, it's going to be very, very difficult. And if we don't have something in place with standards that meet the requirements before that happens, then all of a sudden everything's going to go to Wrangell, because we're not going to be able to deal with our floating stock here at all.
Harbor board member and fisherman Kurt Wolhuter and boat haul-out business owner John Mergus pointed out the zero discharge requirements are already enforced at boat yards in the lower 48.
Carps on the ground, no airborne dust, can leave your vicinity. I mean, it all has to be captured. And that's what they're doing right now. And that's what's on the laws. On
the bottom
right
line
now.
Is just no environmental discharge.
Yes.
Use your imagination as to how to accomplish that. Lots of different ways you can do it. And it's been done very successfully.
Whatever the specific rules for using the Petersburg facility, it will need some sort of management, security, and oversight. Mergus, who hauls boats at the facility now, suggested management by the municipality, something he thought had been successful in Wrangell and Craig.
I think this could be managed by the municipality, and I think it could be done on a profit basis, and I think it could be a win-win for everybody. But allowing a lot of versatility and room for private enterprise to partner with them.
The group seemed to agree the facility should be operated and maintained by the city, but they also acknowledged that would likely cost some money, money that could ideally be generated by the facility itself. Mike Bangs is chair of the Harbor Board.
Somebody would have to be in charge of oversight, and maybe that would be part of the money that's made from this. The private enterprise makes their profit or whatever, but the city would have to maintain the facility and make money off of it, enough to pay for someone to oversee the project.
Revenue sources for the city would include haul-out, wash-down, and stall fees. The group also talked about the possibility of a small tax on contractors that work on boats at the site. PEDC President Ron Bushman said that was the practice in Port Townsend, Washington.
In Port Townsend, all of the contractors that use the site give 3% of their gross sales to the municipality, or to the county in their case, that operates the...
That's above and beyond taxes, city taxes?
Right? That's beyond taxes.
PEDC coordinator Liz Cabrera said it was something to think about. Based on some rough calculations, Cabrera estimated that at 50% capacity, the workspace rentals could bring in enough revenue to at least afford a half-time worker.
You couldn't pay for any capital project or infrastructure or anything like that, but I think you could probably cover a half-time employee.
Operational costs.
Operational.
But a half-time city employee can't be at the site all the time, so the group was also interested in getting some help from the private sector, such as having haul-out businesses oversee their clients' use of the washdown facility. The city owns the uplands at the site, but is still working on getting the state to turn over the associated tidelands. The entire project is estimated to cost around $6 million and is listed as number 18 on the city's draft priority list for state funding requests. The washdown pad is listed separately at number 14 and estimated to cost $500,000. More information on the project can be found at www.petersburgedc.org. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.